Okay, it sounds like someone else just came on. So it's 7:03 here in Central Time. So I guess we'll go ahead and get started now. And what we'll do real quick is introductions, you know, name and chapter. And if you, maybe you can say what branch you served in or if you're an associate member. And we're going to start off at the West Coast, going towards the East. So, you know, we won't have too much confusion. So, so let's go ahead and start with the West, and then I'll jump in and tell you who I am when we get to the Central Time. So go ahead, West Coast.
Yeah, Michael Lindley, Chapter 7, L.A.
Susan Broadhead, Chapter 7, L.A., Associate Member.
Thank you.
This is Chuck Cerfi in Hanoi at Chapter 160.
Thank you, Chuck. That's pretty close. That's closest to the West Coast.
Dan Gorman, Seattle Chapter, 92.
Thank you, Dan.
Good morning, Dan, Hanoi.
Okay, is that everybody from the West Coast? So now we'll go Mountain Time. Anybody Mountain Time? No, we don't have any Mountain Time people today. Okay, so Central Time, this is Michael McPherson, St. Louis, Missouri, Chapter 61.
Sarah Campbell, Kansas City. Sarah Campbell, Kansas City, Chapter 97.
Thank you, Sarah.
And then this is Sam. Anyone from else? The National VFP office.
Thank you, Sam. Anyone else, Central?
Dennis Edwards, Chapter 154, Moorhead, Minnesota.
Thank you, Dennis. Okay. And now East Coast. Anyone from the East Coast? Oh, we're pretty sparse tonight then. Okay. All right then. Well, basic agenda, we did the introductions. Wanted to talk briefly about the Poor People's Campaign, then a little bit about Armistice Day, a little bit about the convention, let you know about chapter reports. If you have any questions, I can get that out of the way now. Chapter reports are really supposed to be due Friday. So if you can get them in, that would be great. If you need a little extra time, just let us know. Then after that, which I've done, chapter updates and then moving forward. So just real briefly, and we would like to hear of other people's experiences with the Poor People's Campaign, but you probably know that Saturday is going to be the last of the 40 days, which is like kind of the opening. The last 40 days is the opening of I guess you could say, activities of the Poor People's Campaign. So Saturday there will be a big rally in Washington, D.C. and a march. There will be civil disobedience tomorrow, I believe. There's, at least that was scheduled. There's been activities going on all week that started on Monday in Washington, D.C. And I'm not sure how many of our members will be present Saturday. But I know I'll be there, and I know a number of members that are in the Washington, D.C. area, New York area, et cetera, plan to be present, coming down from Boston, et cetera, just so we can have a good presence so that the campaign sees that VFP is involved. As far as the future goes, there will be a call for partners, which Veterans for Peace is a partner of the Poor People's Campaign, in about 2 weeks, and that I'll be on to find out more about what the plans are, the national plans are for the future of the campaign. But I'm sure locally, I know here I'll say in St. Louis, that we're looking at what we did well, what we didn't do well, and trying to strengthen our local network and our local infrastructure and try to bring on more local organizations to participate in the campaign and understand how the campaign's goals, reaching the goals, and organizing the campaign can help the organizing and support the organizing they're doing, you know, within their own issues. So that's kind of what we're looking at here. So I would hope locally you all are looking at some of the same things that we're trying to look at here. So that's all I think I really have about the campaign right now. If anybody had any questions for me, that's fine. But I'd also like to hear from other people who have been participating. Other chapters.
L.A., Catherine Hernandez has been pretty involved. She's been up there. We did do Memorial Weekend. We went up after a couple of us went up there, too. We had about six people up there from our chapter. And then Kathleen's quite active in the campaign. We also sent up a new person up there. We have a young lady who's JJ. She went up there to get involved. So we have people that are getting involved. It's pretty tough for us because on our weekends we have Sundays where we're all involved, and then more Mondays come up, and it's a lot to get up there.
But
we are involved. And I'm hoping once we get going that we can do something down at Arlington West. I'm talking with Kathleen about it, and I think maybe we get something done there. It would be nice. So maybe we could add it to our Memorial Weekend or we have a thing coming up on Hiroshima pretty soon that we're going to be involved with. So maybe we can get involved with that too.
Is there much activity in Los Angeles locally?
Not really because it's all focused up in Sacramento. But I think, once Sacramento is passed by, there will be some actions down here. Because the thing is, it's the timing is pretty tough being on a Monday. And it's hard to arrange and in kind of like short notice to arrange to get something done. But I hope that it will be, because I think it's worthwhile to get involved.
Okay. Let me just say, and move on to the next, one of the things that we're doing here, and I think other locations have done that as well, in order to organize people at the local level to go to Sacramento, which we'll see what the goals will be next time, was to do things locally, to educate people about the various issues. So I'm thinking that, you should do something at Arlington and maybe even partner with some of the other orgs around their issues and show the intersectionality of the campaign. That's one of the things we're looking to do here, is have an event where instead of me talking about war, I can talk about why these other issues are important for peace. And instead of a person who's working on poverty talking about poverty, they can talk about why ecological devastation, working on that, is important to the issues of poverty, and why working on war is important to the issues of poverty. So there's ways to have a local program that helps educate people about the campaign. So that's
I'd like to focus on peace at home. That would be a good thing to do, before you can have peace, you can have peace abroad. And I'd like, that's a good philosophy to take on, and try to get people to understand, and maybe, go in that direction and then, move the memorial up and then move it into the memorial.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anyone else like to talk about their participation in the Poor People's Campaign?
Yeah, this is Ellen Garfield in Baltimore.
Hey, Ellen.
Hey, Michael. Unfortunately, it's just been me, but I've been involved since before the beginning. They invited me, in fact, to be one of the speakers for the kickoff event in the Delegates Office Building in Annapolis in February. And I've been at all but one of the weekly gatherings and was one of the featured speakers for the War Economy Week and also got arrested that day.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get folks down to D.C. for this Saturday.
Great. Great. Thank you, Ellen. Has there been stuff happening locally there or only in the D.C. area?
Yeah, in Annapolis, Maryland. That's what I said,
yeah.
Annapolis. I didn't say D.C.
Okay.
I said Annapolis.
Right. Okay, okay.
They're focused on the state houses, and Maryland is one of many that are closed. I mean, it's not closed, but it's not in session. So it was not entirely reasonable, but there you are. It was the way it happened. And they did do one evening Baltimore rally, which I wasn't able to attend last week for the Fight for 15. They did that in a triangle, really not a square, but they call it a square, a McKeldin Square in downtown Baltimore.
Right. And actually, I apologize, I misspoke. I meant in other places other than Annapolis, not D.C., because, that's what I meant by local.
There have been various rallies in churches, and I spoke at one of those, too, in Westminster. But I don't know of any vigils or rallies for the issue or anything other than the one in Baltimore City last week.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, Ellen. Does anyone else like to share their experience with the Poor People's Campaign and ideas? Okay. All right. So I'll just say before we move on that we do plan to have VFT continue to be involved, and we hope to build more of our members' involvement in the campaign. I know for years we've talked about being in relationship with domestic issue organizations. Here's a perfect opportunity to do that because they're asking us to. And we certainly can't end war by ourselves, so I think this is a really important opportunity for our organization. So now, next, Armistice Day planning. Right now, I don't feel like there is a lot for us to update you on. I don't know if Sam has some specifics to update people on about Armistice Day.
Not anything as of yet. We continue to get chapters reporting what they're working on and kind of getting their plans more solidified. I'm hoping that I can have something soon within the next month or so that kind of has a rundown of what chapters either have fully planned or kind of notes about what they're currently looking to do to see if, other chapters can look at it and say, well, we're doing something similar and kind of bounce ideas off of one another or see where they can build upon things that are already happening.
Okay. Great. That's good. The only thing I guess I would say to chapters is let us know what kind of materials you feel like you need that you don't currently have or you haven't developed yet that you want to use. Be thinking about local messaging, and if you have ideas for national messaging, of course, we're developing some of that as well. And then, things like starting now to go to churches or other organizations for bell ringings or any activities you want to jointly do. Obviously, don't wait too long before you start talking to them about that. So if there are some chapters present now that want to talk about what they're doing or what they plan to do or have any ideas or questions.
This is Dan, Seattle chapter. We've been holding an Armistice Day event vigil for the past 5 years at the main Catholic cathedral in town, outside the church. And this year, because Armistice Day is on Sunday this year, we've asked them to incorporate an Armistice Day program into their service. We haven't heard back yet, but that's the plan. And what we'd like to do is have developed a program that churches can use for an Armistice Day program or liturgy that we want to go to our church council here and say, here's something that you can do on the 100th anniversary of Armistice Day, incorporate into your Sunday service. And we were wondering if there are church folks around the in different chapters that might be helpful in developing a program that could be used by churches, by synagogues, by mosques, that they could use for this kind of a program. And I think this way we can reach a lot more people who will be pretty sympathetic, I think, to this what Armistice Day is all about. So I put it out there if anybody feels like they could develop such a program, a religious person, a pastor perhaps, that might be useful for what we're trying to do and maybe other chapters want to do too.
Great. Thank you. Is there any questions for Dan?
A comment. This is Chris in the Asheville chapter. We have some relationship with a blogger who's a Baptist Peace Fellow guy, and he loves doing kind of liturgical arrangements around social action themes. I think it would be an obvious fit.
Oh, good. That sounds good. You will talk to him about this?
I plan to do that.
All right, thanks.
This is Jack Gilroy. Can you hear me? I haven't been able to get on. Does everybody hear me?
Yes.
I think the Seattle idea, we like that very much, and I'm going to pass that on. I just came out of our Veterans for Peace meeting. We'll be doing pretty much the same thing this year at a First Congregational Church in Binghamton, New York, that we did last year. And that is we set up a microphone, and we introduce a cemetery right behind us, which is a cemetery that we construct out of styrofoam tombstones, 100 tombstones for Iraqi dead. This is statistically, if you check it, it's pretty close. One tombstone for U.S. dead. And we have seen that you know, some of our veterans groups, I think, very often focus on U.S. dead, which is obvious. But what we're trying to do here is to try to once again let people know that the number of Iraqi people that have been killed is huge in comparison to ours. We have a huge bell nearby that we ring at 11 o'clock, and we have encouraged other churches in the whole town to ring their bells. This past year, we only had 5 or 6 churches. We hope this year it's going to be more. And I like the Seattle idea of connecting a service, a religious service. And hopefully I'll pick up on what Seattle has said on that, and we'll incorporate that into our plan for this coming Armistice Day.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else want to share their thoughts or comment or question on Armistice Day?
One other thing, Michael, I did put a down payment on a reserved a place across from the United Nations for November 11th. If there's anybody from the New York City area that wants to take that over, because, you know, we did it for the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I. But since we are not going to have an international gathering this fall at the United Nations, as had been planned by Barry and others.
Yeah.
You know, we still have that. I can cancel that. It's in the Dag Hammarskjöld Plaza, or if somebody from the New York City area wanted to take it, they're willing to do that.
Okay. Well, we need to get in touch with the New York chapter. No one is on the call from there. And I know, Sam, you're taking notes, right? So highlight that so we can make sure we do that.
Will do.
Great. Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to comment about Armistice Day?
Just
okay,
in Kansas City,
yep.
we plan on tabling at the National World War I Memorial. I don't have an update on details for you yet, but since Armistice Day is about World War I, we thought that would
yep.
be the place to be.
Right. Great. That's great, Sarah. Thank you. It's a great idea. All right. Before we move on, I know that there might be some interest on the call.
Excuse me.
About the parade that that person in the White House is planning to have on Armistice Day. And there's going to be counter protests and those type of things. I don't have any information for you for this call about our role in that. I do know there are a number of veterans from VFP who are planning and working on stuff. We will provide you with that info as we get it. But right now, I don't have anything for you. Okay. So the next item on the agenda is the convention. As far as that goes, hopefully everyone knows it's August 22nd through the 26th in St. Paul, Minnesota. It's our 33rd annual convention. Registration is up on our website. If you go to the website in the navigation bar, there's 2018 annual convention. And you, of course, follow that, and you can go ahead and register. Resolutions and bylaw submission deadline is July 22nd. So you have about a month to get those in. Workshop deadline is passed already. That was, I think, the 8th of June. So that's passed. Right now, in terms of speakers, we only have one confirmed speaker, and that's Ann White for the banquet. So we're still working on the program, but we're getting close to that, having more of the program worked out, so we'll get that out as soon as we can. There will also be a, you know, St. Paul's on the Mississippi, so there'll be a cruise on Thursday night. It's $25, and there'll be some food. But you'll have time because it starts at 7:30, so you can go get dinner. But there'll be snacks and stuff and a cash bar. But there'll also be entertainment on the cruise. But that's an opportunity for people to hang out and meet each other and all that. Let's see. I don't know. Are there any questions? Hopefully that I can answer.
When will this is Jack Gilroy from Chapter 90.
Yes.
When will the workshop notifications, approval of workshops, happen to be decided on, Michael?
Right. So our plan is to have people notified. I think it's July 9th. Let me see what the website says. Yeah, July 9th. So hopefully before then or shortly after at the worst case. But that's what we're shooting for.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? Okay. Chapter newsletters, I mean the newsletters, excuse me, the chapter report for the newsletter, as I said, is due Friday, but if you need a little more time, let us know. So at this point, we can do chapter updates if there's anything people would like to share that their chapter's doing, or if you have questions for each other about the best way to do this or that or how to handle a situation, you know, we can share knowledge across the country.
Michael, we're planning to do something on August 5th on Hiroshima. We're working with a couple of Asian groups here. And then we have a memorial here in Santa Monica called, I don't know if anybody's seen it, it's called, it's a chain link atomic bomb, and it's beautiful, and we spent a lot of money helping restore it, and we're going to have a ceremony there during the day, and then we're going to bring it down to the beach at night and have a visual at night. And we're planning on lighting up about would be 73 candles, indicating 73 years, but that's in process right now. We're still working on it, and I'm trying to get some ideas, and we're going to go from there. So I think it's a very important
awesome.
Date.
Okay. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Anyone else?
Yeah, this is Jack Gilroy again. And for years, Veterans for Peace has been having a Hiroshima or a Nagasaki event. Hiroshima is on a Monday, and Hiroshima Day, August 6th, is a Monday. Thursday is Nagasaki Day. We haven't decided on which of those 2 days, but we will, as we have done in the past, probably have a Native American and a person from the African-American community speak at the meeting of two rivers that go through our town and where the first major search and destroy mission for the United States, not the United States, but the Confederate States of American Infantry took place in 1779. So we have Native Americans to tell us that George Washington was known simply as the destroyer, not as the father of the country. And, of course, African-American people repeat some of their situations that their ancestors had. So it's a trying to bring the horror of Hiroshima, you know, and Nagasaki, but trying to relate what we have done in this country to other people as well, our own people. So that's either the 6th or the 9th. We've been doing it for some years.
Great. Thank you. That sounds like an example of showing the intersectionality of U.S. oppression, U.S. imperialism, empire building, here at home and then abroad. So that's that can be very powerful. Anyone else?
Chris in Asheville again. We've had one about a 3-hour standout at our local Veterans Administration Hospital, critiquing the current law changes about to be implemented and resisting privatization. We're planning on another such event during July.
Great. Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. I guess we can close. I want to thank you all for being on the call. We want to continue to have these monthly, hopefully building on more chapters so we can share with each other. And also, especially as we get closer to Armistice Day or any other activity that we're doing nationally, that we can do some organizing on the call. Of course, I hope that we'll be able to do more organizing around the Poor People's Campaign, too. So we do want to hold these once a month so that people can see the various work that chapters are doing across the country, different things, and the things that we're all doing. So thank
Michael,
you again. Yes.
Sorry, this is Chuck. I couldn't get my microphone to come back on a minute ago.
Oh, sure.
Just one quick mention.
Yeah,
chapter 160 in Vietnam. At the convention in Minneapolis, we're going to ask people informally if there is any interest in another tour of Vietnam. And the reason is we said this is the last year that we were going to do this. And
right.
And that was our intent, actually. We're not so anxious to do another one. We're not getting any younger. But there've been a number of inquiries out of nowhere from people saying, will there be one more tour? Is there a chance to get on to sign up for it? And I think
right.
we're going to just ask people at the convention if there's interest. And if there is, we might consider doing another one. This year we had 40 people, which is way beyond what we've ever had before.
Right.
And it worked out very well. So we're just sort of we agreed to be open to the idea, not to close the door on anything. It all really depends on whether there's interest in people would like to do do another one.
Okay. Great. Anybody have any questions for Chuck before we go? Okay. Well, thank you, Chuck. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, that's it. Yeah, thank you, everybody, and we'll talk
Michael,
next time if I don't see you before then. Yes, go ahead, Sam.
Sorry, I just wanted to tell everybody that I will be sending out, I don't know if people will be doing any tabling around 4th of July or something like that. I'll be sending
right.
out a tabling materials request for our Peace is Patriotic organizer bundles that we can then mail out to you. And then I will also be sending out either this week or next week just a kind of form for you to fill out just on who your chapter contacts are and updating that, because we're trying to make sure everything's in our system and everything's updated. So just a heads up that will be coming and that I would love for you all to fill those out.
All right.
Cool. Okay, hope to see you in Washington, D.C.
Thanks for the heads up, Sam. I look forward to seeing that.
Okay, guys. Well, thanks, everybody. Talk to you all soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.